call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Samian. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Well, I'm joined by four wonderful ladies in various places around the world. I'm joined on the line with a lady who's been on the show before, and I have a lot of great respect for her. Her name is Sheba Forbes. Sheba Forbes, who definitely is going to be one of the speakers at the third annual Victorious Living Foundation Leadership Summit, which is going to be taking place on October 10th. As you know, due to the COVID-19, the Leadership Summit was moved up to October. It was supposed to take place in May. And the wonderful ladies that I have on today are part of that amazing event. So I'm going to be speaking with Sheba Forbes, and she is a professionally certified executive life coach, international keynote speaker, and founder and executive director of Map Forward Inc. And she's done amazing stuff. You're going to hear all about her just shortly. I'm also speaking to, and I must say, Sheba is located right now in beautiful Canada. I'm going to be also speaking with Jay-Z Mayers. And Jay-Z Mayers is someone who has a lot of experience. You're going to hear also from her on what she does. She is a family therapist, and she is a wellness consultant, and amazing stuff she does. She's live on Barbados, beautiful Barbados. I'm also joined by Dr. Dawn Hunter. Dr. Dawn Hunter is a doctor of chiropractic. She's a master esthetician and permanent cosmetic artist, and she specializes in neurolinguistics hypnotherapy. And I'm going to be also joined by a lady that I have great respect for, and she's here in beautiful St. Martin, and that is Rosanna Diana Sania, who's a graphic designer and visionary of the Artist House. Good afternoon, ladies. How are you doing?
Good afternoon, Ryan.
Oh, great. I'm hearing all of you at one time. So let me just bring down my background music. I'm so super excited to be surrounded by wonderful ladies, you know, who are making a difference in the world. So let me start by greeting you there, Sheba Forbes in Canada. How are you?
Well, things here in Toronto, Roy, are wonderful. And again, thank you so much for the opportunity to be on the show with such impressive women and, of course, impressive you. So it's an exciting time to be here. And the topic, of course, is one that resonates for all of us. We all need a whole lot of positivity in our lives at any time, but especially now. So thanks again, Roy, for giving me this chance to share what's inside of me.
No problem. Pleasure to have you back on the show today. And to Jay-Z, my wonderful Jay-Z good friend there, Mayes, over in Barbados, how are you doing today?
Hi, I am wonderful. Barbados is beautiful, and I'm so excited to be on this show, like Sheba said, with these wonderful ladies and the wonderful you, but more importantly, us talking about how we can can add value to our new perspectives in lives. I'm so excited for it.
Fantastic. Pleasure to have you. Dr. Dawn Hunter, how are you today?
I'm great. Thank you again for having me on the show as well, and to be a part of this panel, and to be able to discuss what we're going to be all doing and thinking moving forward post-COVID, and how we all can empower ourselves and make influence and impact in the world around us.
Fantastic. Pleasure to have you. And connecting with Roseanne Diana Sagnia here on St. Martin. So I'm pretty sure she will join us very soon once she connects to us today. So, wow. Let me just start so that the ladies and gentlemen around the world would know who I'm definitely speaking with here. Sheba Forbes is a university grad and professionally certified executive life coach. And as you heard a while ago, she's in beautiful Toronto, Canada. She is someone that has done really great work in the world. She's nominated as among the top 40 on the 40 in Canada for her business success. She's worked with some of the most influential businessmen in Canada as an executive coach and has received international and national and regional media attention. She's also a TV radio personality and published author. And as I mentioned before, she is the founder and executive director of Map Forward Inc. So we're going to speak with her in just a little bit. So you've heard about Sheba Forbes, and then we move on to Dr. Dawn Hunter. This lady here, we've met not too long ago through my lovely wife, and because, of course, leading up to the event coming up. She is a doctor of chiropractic, master esthetician, permanent cosmetic artist, neurolinguistics, hypnotherapy certified. Dr. Dawn Hunter comes from a long lineage of artists. As I understood, her grandmother, being an accomplished artist in Hungary, she has done really great work, and Dawn has inherited a natural eye for design and color. Now, she has a background also in broadcast, journalism, and many other things, as you will get to understand. And Dr. Dawn Hunter really is doing a great work in this world. She's the director of Vine Training Academy and oversees such amazing training programs. I also have with me Dr. Jay-Z Mayers, creative systemic therapist and mental health wellness consultant in Barbados. And as I mentioned earlier, some of the work that she's doing is such powerful work there in Barbados. And I'm just going to pull up here for you. She does work with CEOs. She does a really amazing wellness retreats. And transformation takes place when Jay-Z Mayers is in the place. Roseanne Diana Sagnia is a graphic design and visionary of the Artist House. She has done amazing work here in St. Martin. She works with many students in the beauty industry, and we hope to be joined with her very shortly. So let's go straight over to you, Sheba Forbes. You've been on the show before. It's a pleasure to have you once again. So Sheba, talking about really the influence that you have in many persons' lives, and especially on the front of, you know, professionals, it's so very important for us to talk a little bit about, especially with what's coming up in October. And moreover, for the fact, as I understood, you are someone who positively disrupt the status quo. Talk to us a little bit about what you do in terms of that. Now, I know I'm hearing a little bit of background wind, so maybe one of you ladies might be somewhere in the outdoor. If you just might want to just mute your mic for the moment, that'll be awesome. But let's just hear from you, Sheba. Talk to us.
Well, Roy, again, I love the opportunity to speak with everybody on St. Martin and around the world who tune into your show. And, you know, the whole idea of positive disruption and kind of shaking up the status quo really is about looking at where things are at currently in our lives. I mean, we've been traditionally taught to just kind of go along, to get along with everybody and trust that things are going to fall into place that way. And I guess that's one approach we can take. But I tend to take more of a active kind of disruption position. And that's where I invite people to really look back, look at the quality of their existence. Is it really the way that they've always wanted it to be? And if it's not, where are the opportunities to shake things up a little bit? We're all in this world to keep growing and going. And unless we're willing to shake the status quo, because it's clearly not working, unless we're willing to shake the status quo, it becomes harder to progress and move forward and realize the potential that exists within each of us.
Mm. That is really so powerfully said. And that's what we need to hear today, because sometimes we become so complacent and just stick to what we know or just accept what's happening in society, while there is other ways to actually move forward from where we are and really make a difference in the world. So I really appreciate that, Sheba. Just switching over to Dr. Dawn Hunter, talk to us a little bit about, in your industry, what you do and how powerfully you are disrupting the status quo.
Well, thank you, Roy. Thank you for that intro. And I know chiropractic is quite a mouthful. So what I do currently is I've taken all these years of over 15 years of business ownership and teaching women how to empower themselves and men on small business ownership and starting their own careers and kind of developing a financial stability and growth. And so that's kind of what I'm focused on now. And I bring with it the power of the mind, the body, and the business. So we as business owners and defining our new vision of our life, and it could be that many people during this COVID pandemic have lost their professional careers, or many people in America were not able to work. And so they're reevaluating and looking at their lives going, is this where I want to be in the future? Do I want to be dependent on somebody else dictating what I can make or what I do? And, you know, when I work with individuals in training, we work not only that, we work on the mindset as well, because in order to make these disruptions and make these shifts in consciousness, you need to start with yourself and you need to go into the deep processes of your mind. So when you're looking at what's changed in the world and where do I want to go be in 2021, you know, do I want to be where I am right now? Do I want to be, you know, vulnerable to the changes in the economics that I can't control? Do I want to be, have my own business model? Do I want to empower my life in a different way? So we start with our own mindset, and that takes a deep dive into our subconscious and looking at what is stopping us, where do we have blocks? You know, what do I need encouragement wise? What kind of mentorship do I need to surround myself with? So that's kind of what I work on and what I work with my students and people that I mentor. And that's kind of the future where we're moving.
I see. That's really powerful. And you work with a lot of people around the world. Is that correct, Dr. Dawn?
Yes, yes. I with the beauty business, it's international. Everybody understands beauty. I've been on the cover of a global beauty magazine and many different languages, from Russia to Chinese to down in South Africa. I mean, we've been all over this magazine. I was really honored to be on the cover. And also, I was very honored to be able to share some of the talents that I have and empower women around the world to consider this new career move, or to empower themselves with their own business models. And that was very exciting, and looking forward to the future.
Fantastic. I really appreciate you sharing on that with Dr. Dawn. So very timely. And as I'm switching over to Jay-Z, Mayors there in Barbados, as a creative systemic therapist and mental health wellness consultant, can you share with us on what you do over there in terms of really bringing that positive disruption into the status quo of the persons you work with, Jay-Z?
So what I do basically is, as a creative systemic therapist, I look at how I can use creative entities to help people synergize their whole systems. So I used to work in the area of crisis as a mental health and addictions counselor. And I actually resigned my job maybe 3-4 years to really focus on how you can get people into the concept of wellness and prevention. And so as a mental health advocate and a mental health consultant, I'm really focused on helping other people understand how their mental health actually helps impact their businesses, their relationships, their careers, also how it impacts their interactions with their communities, and why it's so important to actually take care of their mental health first, and then by extension, also look at how you take care of your mental health with your physical health and also through nutrition. And I also focus on, I call this kind of my baby, is grief, and how we are so ill-prepared to deal with loss, yet that is something that everybody, even the panelists right now, go through at some point in time. However, we don't teach people how to deal with it. And that kind of robs us a lot from our productive years, when we can actually begin addressing the losses. And now with COVID, we have so many people losing their jobs, they're losing loved ones, they're losing our sense of safety, sense of trust, sense of freedom, and really how to bounce back from that and walk through that grief process so you can actually be more effective practitioners of your own personal life and experiences.
Right. That is really very important that you, as you mentioned a while ago, and I'm thankful that you shared that with us because it's so very key. Hoping to still connect with Diane, so she should be on with us very shortly. I just want to go back over to the following here and just really staying with you, Jay-Z, because you said something very important. And again, this is the thing that happens because when things happen in the world, and especially like now we're in COVID, persons tend to freeze or go into a flight mode and or even self-fight because of the unknown. And we know it that the COVID came upon us, and for many it came as a negative disruption. Can you share with us really how we can have a different look at what's happening, especially from the specialty that you are in as a specialist, in terms of a positive disruption in the midst of everything, and especially since you're going to be one of the panelists at the Leadership Summit in October?
Well, for me, one of the things that I tell people all the time in dealing with COVID is, you know, life has always been full of uncertainties. The world is just kind of catching up collectively. And when you begin when you become aware of the level of uncertainties that we always had, our jobs were never secure. We think they were, but they weren't always secure. Our lives and our ability to live effective life, healthy, wasn't always secure. Now we're actually beginning to pay attention. And I make a joke, like, we're the healthiest we've been in Barbados because you can't get in anywhere with a temperature that's too high. You know, you have to make sure that you sanitize everything before you even go into the store. Like, you know, everybody's actually taking time to take care of themselves so they can actually access whatever is out there, whether it's wealth, whether it's productivity, whether it's that you're just going to lime and enjoy yourself. So first thing first is definitely understand life has always been uncertain. But now how do you collectively pay attention to the way uncertainty is impacting you? So I like the fact that you talked about the fight or flight, and that's the parasympathetic nervous system. And one of my goals is to really help people understand how their brain works and how that taps into your mental well-being. I have the biggest challenge in the world of how we do not know how to actually operate our central processing unit and why we don't even know that that's important. And I think if people take some time to actually learn more about how the brain works, how it helps with your mood regulation, how it helps in terms of your personal interaction with other people, learning cues that could actually trigger your system to work more effectively or ineffectively, I think people stand a better chance at managing their response to COVID, because really that's all it is managing your response. This is still something that we still have not tangibly seen. Unless you've been impacted by it, like, you know, you've had a loved one who's been hurt in the hospital, or you've had a loved one who's actually passed away from it, it's really a concept that you're kind of accepting. And so being aware of how understanding, accepting that concept is actually playing into your hand with regards to your success becomes so important. But I think you really need to know, like, how do I even begin to think better? How do I begin to make decisions better? How do I actually recognize patterns that may be harmful to me? So for me, that's one of the areas that I'm trying to help people in, that looking at uncertainty and looking at also how the brain and cognitive development can actually help you process what's happening right now.
That is powerful. I really, really appreciate what you shared, because I'm sure it is shedding some light for those who are tuned into the show right now. And I can tell that what you are talking about is some of the great work that you do with your clients, as I mentioned, over there in Barbados. And you work with a lot of international clients, JC, I'm pretty sure.
Yes, I do.
Okay, fantastic. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to Love and Inspiration with Roy Cotton Jr. here live, and I'm speaking with three wonderful and powerful ladies on the show. I'm speaking with Dr. Dawn Hunter, and she's over in the USA. I'm also speaking with Jay-Z Mayers, and she is located on Barbados, and Sheba Forbes in Toronto, Canada. Sheba, let me just go back over to you, because you are in such a very important position where you operate as a certified executive life coach. You work with many persons in top positions. And here we are in a situation where persons are, again, affected, thinking about this is most probably the end. But as you are known as a person who really has an amazing look on life, this is where we can actually look at how you can help persons to understand how they can change the status quo. So talk to us a little bit about that, Sheba.
Absolutely. And, you know, we really change the status quo by just looking, again, you know, not to keep saying the same thing, but it really is that simple. It's really less about what we do, and it's more about who we be. And the unfortunate part is we tend to kind of be living more from the outside in, and we're taking all our cues from the external environment. But it's kind of like the blind leading the blind. It's not working. So my invitation and my challenge to everyone, my powerful CEOs, as well as to the millennials that we're servicing with Map Forward and our online course, which incidentally I want to give a shout out to Dawn for. It's Dawn, amongst her many tricks in her hat, is also an expert at helping her clients develop online courses. And that's really what Map Forward is all about. It's an online opportunity to do exactly what I've been doing with these CEO and senior executive clients around the world. And it's really about quit focusing on the things that need to be done as per what society dictates, and focus more on who you've been designed to be. The fact of the matter is, Roy, we've all been hardwired with a very intelligent design. And the more kind of, it very much coincides with what JC is saying. It really is not, I don't necessarily come at it from a cognitive perspective, but the reality is there's an intelligent design to all of us. And the more we play to those strengths and work with our operating system as individuals, the more success and fulfillment and satisfaction we're going to have. And if anything, what this moment has highlighted for us is there is such little control, kind of like what Dawn was saying, you know, from a professional perspective, from a career perspective. And so it's really important to look at the areas in your life where you do have control, because there's so much more control you have than you realize. And it's only when you kind of come at it from a different perspective that you're going to start tapping into all of the greatness that's sitting within you. Look at, I know, and I have every, I say this with complete validity, is that each and every one of you listening to Roy's show this afternoon is sitting on a pot of gold. But the thing is, you have to make the effort to find your pot of gold. You have to make the effort to understand what it is you bring to the table of life, because the world needs you. And it's pretty useless if you yourself aren't curious about how you can make the world a better place. Of course, it's about taking care of ourselves first, but it all is connected. It's kind of like that childhood song, right? About the knee bones connected to the hip bone. It's all related. And if we're good as who we are, and we get good as who we are by understanding who we are, because how can you leverage what you've got if you don't even know you got it? So as you know, Roy, from our last experience, and all your listeners know, I tend to ramble and go on forever because I'm very passionate about this, but that's not what this is about. So I will back off, I will back out, and I will just remind you, positive disruption is really about a mindset. And it's a mindset that says, I am in control. I am completely capable of realizing all the visions I have. Even though you may not have the funds to make it happen, even though you may not have the contacts that you need, that's all based on the outside. I'm saying start from within. Really develop that vision for yourself of what's possible for you. Sky's the limit. Don't hold back. Okay, bye now.
Wow, that is powerful. You know, you hit the nail on the head, Sheba, definitely, about the mindset. And right now, in this point in time, is actually recognizing where your mindset is in the midst of all that is happening, and also really taking that time to search and recognize that you are sitting on a pot of gold. God has created us all with a purpose. He has created us with capabilities as co-creators. And this is where, in this time that we're in, that each and every one of us can make that positive disruption in the status quo of whatever it may be. Maybe on your job, maybe in your family, maybe in government, maybe in your country. It all is so relevant. You know, I just want to say this. I saw just now that we were just joined by Diane, and some reason she basically got disconnected, but hopefully she will connect once again so we can get her perspective on what's all shared here on the show. If I can go over to you, Dr. Dawn Hunter, because this is so very important that I recognize when I looked up your information, and that is coming over to, you are the director of the Vine Training Academy. Can you share with us a little bit about what is the Vine Training Academy? Because this might be an area where persons who are plugged in now can actually really plug into positively disrupting their status quo and also from others. Share with us, please, Dr. Dawn.
Yes, absolutely. I wanted to touch base something. It seems like we're kind of moving into mindset here on this radio broadcast, which I think is fantastic because as we hear from the other experts that, you know, you have to, you know, look at your life and kind of figure out what do I want to do next? And it starts with your mindset. I wanted to just go one step further with that. Having come from the medical background of chiropractic, where I've pretty much held every part of the human body in my hand, the nervous system, and also talking about subconscious mind, we also need to do kinetic skills. So it's one thing to say, yes, I'm sitting on a pot of gold, which is fantastic. It's a great way to think. It's another thing to look at your life and go, I want to be here. I want to be there. But we actually have to do action steps. And so what I challenge the all of the listeners to do today is to take a sticky note, and I want you to write down three financial goals, three life goals that you want to achieve in the next 90 days. And I want you to write it down and stick it on your bathroom mirror and look at it every day. The subconscious mind will pick up on these signals and will watch it and will listen, and you will start to make decisions subconsciously to move in those directions. So along with feeling, you know, thinking about what you want to do and making that vision, I want you to take action steps. So we have to do kinetic skills, and kinetic skills drive our action. So do that today. If that's a one takeaway of an action step you can do, I encourage you to do that. It works like magic. So stepping back into Vine Studios. So Vine Studios is we're a training facility that helps anybody who wants to get into the world of permanent cosmetics or just cosmetics in general that are related to helping people transform their lives the way that they look physically. In the world of beauty, I often say beauty is not just skin deep. It touches the soul. When I have a client who's had, let's say, a trauma or a burn, they've had a facial burn and they've lost who they are. And it's kind of like you can relate it to the COVID. We've kind of lost our identity a little bit. You know, we've all been thrown out into the fire and kind of like, well, what am I coming back as now? I don't know if I recognize myself. This happens to people that have had trauma and physical trauma. And what we do is we create the illusion of their kind of their new version of themselves. You know, we can put on their brows, their eyeliner. It seems so superficial, but when you take a person who's been through that and they look in the mirror and you see them cry, tears of joy, tears of redemption, tears of, oh my gosh, I feel myself again. It is life-changing for them. So it's a little area that we've carved out. We help empower women and men that want to take this and become independent business owners, create a very lucrative career that they can work their own hours. It's great for people that want to have a secondary job, or, you know, moms at home that want to start providing for, you know, income for their family, or people that have just, you know, lost their careers during the COVID epidemic. This is something you can do anywhere. You just need one little space. And if it's something that drives you and is passionate about it, that's what we offer in training. Our goal over the next 2 years is to go global and to be offering this training and affiliate Vine Studios throughout the world, so people can be trainers themselves and build these bridges around the world. So there you go.
That is
sticky
fantastic.
Notes today.
That's right. That's right. Absolutely amazing. I am super excited here on the show with you. I'm pretty sure everyone who's plugged in around the world is really having an awesome time taking notes and really extremely, extremely excited to hear you all speak on October 10th, 2020 at the third annual Victorious Living, that is, Leadership Summit that is going to take place virtually because, of, as we know, the present situation is as such. So that's going to take place virtually, and that is all being organized by Victorious Living Foundation within its 8th year of doing such an amazing work here on St. Martin and globally with LeaderCast, which this year the theme is positive disruption. Now, as we're coming to the end of this powerful conversation with you wonderful ladies on the show, I just want to actually hear from you. What can persons expect from you, right? Jay-Z, let me start with you first, because you're one of the panelists on that day, October 10th. What can persons experience from you, those who are going to be registrants coming to this virtual event of the second day of the Leadership Summit from Victorious Living?
I think one of the things I'm most excited about and sharing with that group is definitely the concept of creative wellness and how to take action steps, as Dr. Don talks about, in creating your creative wellness and your self-care plan. One of the things that I'm working on currently, I have a program called Self-Care of the CEO. And it's really helping people understand how they can creatively use their time to effectively change the way in which you're actually living. And that's one of the things that you're going to get from me, creative wellness. What does it look like? What does it smell like? What does it taste like? And how can you actually stay in your creative mind to actually achieve all the goals that you have and all the relationships that you actually want to build?
Fantastic. That sounds amazing. I cannot afford to miss that day, October 10th, to hear you speak. Fantastic. I really appreciate that. And as I can see, we're joined at the right time by Roseanne and Diane Sagnia. And welcome, welcome. I'm just going to just briefly just go back over to what I was just asking the other wonderful ladies on here, and then we're just going to hear briefly from you, Diane, just before we come to the end of this powerful interview. So, Sheba, what can persons as registrants expect to hear from you on October 10th at the third VLF Leadership Summit?
Well, thank you again, Roy. And again, you know, thank you to the organizers of the event to give me this opportunity to share what I've been doing for the past two decades successfully as an accomplished executive life coach, working with CEOs and senior executives. Now, what my intention and my call to action is going to be for the participants who are fortunate enough to be in attendance at the next Victorious Living Convention conference is really an opportunity to everything that JC is saying and everything that Dr. Dawn is saying. All of those great things are wonderful. And mine is a less profound but yet so simple call to action. It really starts with being honest with yourself, of acknowledging, not just going through the steps, because again, we live in an action-oriented world. I truly believe very much linked to the power of the subconscious. It's less about the actions and it's more about the being. And it starts with hope and it starts with that mindset and it starts with that encouragement and the realization that while 95% of my clients have been men for the past two decades, my focus now is on women. And what I want for women to realize is, yeah, you know, that sounds all well and good about sitting on a pot of gold, but I'm serious. I want more women to realize that they're queens and they have a throne that's waiting for them to be claimed. And it's such an easy path to claiming your throne. And that's what my intention is for the conference on October 10th, to really inspire women with hope about their potential. And we all need to believe that we can be more than who we are today. And that's really what I kind of try to drive home with all my clients, because even those that are already super powerful and have all the bells and whistles and the toys, and they're not really looking for more accolades in their life, they're looking for that fulfillment. And success without fulfillment isn't success. So I'm saying, you know what, you don't have to pick and choose, you can have it all. And that's a very provocative, disruptive kind of mindset, but it's absolutely, absolutely possible. So that's what I'm going to kind of convey when we all get together again on October 10th. Thanks again, Roy, for everything today.
You're welcome. Absolutely fantastic. I'm looking forward to that. Also, too, as you would share on October 10th at the Victorious Living Leadership Summit, day two of it. And, of course, let's hear from Dr. Dawn, and we will then move over to Diane.
Oh, thank you, Roy. And I'm looking forward to this. I was telling you before that I used to live as a child in the island of Antigua, and I was hoping that we'd be able to be there in person and come back over to the Caribbean, give me a trip. I love it. I love the island. I love the people. Everything is wonderful. So what I'm going to focus on is going to be a little bit different. I'm going to be bringing a 90-day kickstart plan to start your own business and scale. I want to have some action step for those that are, you know, more of the in the career abyss and considering starting their own business. I've never been an entrepreneur. Maybe they've dabbled in it, but never really had success. So I'm going to show them steps on how to go from A to B in 90 days, how to get their business open and running, and to start getting a predictable income that they can change their lives if that is the path they choose to go. That is what I'm going to be offering.
Fantastic. Sounds great. And we are joined by Roseanne. That's right. Roseanne Diana Sagnia, who is the visionary of a really powerful, I would say, company here on St. Martin that has everything to do with beauty, the artist house. She is also a graphic artist, and a pleasure to have you on the line. How are you doing today, Roseanne? Welcome to the wonderful platform with all these powerful ladies. How are you?
I'm wonderful. I'm blessed. Thank you so much for having me, Mr. Cotton.
Fantastic. I'm so happy that you managed to get on. So just as we were speaking a while ago about the fact of coming up to October 10th, the Leadership Summit of Victoria Slim Foundation, just before I just hear from you what you're going to share, can you just share with the listeners a little bit about you, Diane, and what you really bring to the table when it comes to positive disruption of the status quo?
Well, what I'm bringing to the table, and I believe is a life where people still dream. They believe in dreams. They believe in allowing their goals, their aspiration, bringing out that kid inside of you that has lost that spark and lost that imagination, and to dream of any age group. I believe that you're not finished with life until you're 6 feet under, and to continue to challenge yourself to not give up on yourself, because I believe that's something where we have to start with, is being able to believe in oneself. And from that point, everything will start coming to you in a way that you will not be intimidated. You will be fearless. You will have that courage that you can do all things through Christ who strengthened you. And that will be your motto to just accomplish anything that you want. So that's what I believe that I'll be bringing to the table, is for people to dream again.
That is so powerful, because right now persons have lost that dream because of everything that is happening. And I love the way how you said that, Diane, because you work with young women here on the island, and you have such a passion for the fact of really taking beauty, cosmetology to another level, and what is so needed. And knowing you and being also too connected to us, it's really a pleasure to know that you're going to be one of the panelists and being among these great women here on the show today. It's awesome. Definitely to have you. And I'm sure all of you have now met officially, so I'm happy that you all are here together towards the end of the show. So, ladies, it's a pleasure. It's really a pleasure. I'm super excited, and persons right now listening to the show, Jay-Z, I'm just going to share. Oh, can you just share, Jay-Z, how persons could connect with you, then Dr. Dawn, then Sheba, and then also Roseanne, Diane. Please share with us how they can connect with you as we round up this wonderful interview.
Can you hear me?
Absolutely. I can hear you, Jay-Z.
Okay. So you can reach me on my IG, jaycemayers, jaycemayers. And that's also my website, jaycemayers.com, www.jaycemayers.com.
Fantastic. Dr. Dawn Hunter.
Yes, you can find me at vinestudios.co. So that's a V, sounds like wine, but it's Vine. V-I-N-E and then studios, studios.co. Also my name, Dawn Hunter at mac.com, like Mac Cosmetics. You can reach me direct through my email.
Fantastic. Appreciate it. Sheba Forbes.
And you can reach me at Sheba, S-H-E-E-B as in Bob, A.com, Sheba.com. And I hope to hear from you soon.
Fantastic. And Roseanne Diana Sagnia. How can we connect with you?
Okay, for now you can reach me basically on my email or my Gmail, which is again also on Facebook, t.artisthouse, and also on Instagram at the_artist_house_SXM. So that's where you can reach me.
Fantastic. Ladies, it's been a pleasure having all four of you on here on Love and Inspiration this afternoon. And again, it's going to be awesome on October 10th. And that's going to be virtual, of course. That is organized by Victorious Living Foundation. And it's the third annual Leadership Summit. And the theme is positive disruption, which, of course, is from LeaderCast this year. And we all know we have been through a year with some disruption. So, ladies and gentlemen, on the show today, I had Dr. Dawn Hunter, and she's doctor of chiropractic and also master esthetician, permanent cosmetic artist, neurolinguistic hypotherapy certified, J.C. Mayers, family therapist, wellness consultant, mental health wellness consultant out of Barbados. And we have Roseanne Sanya. That's right. She is a graphic artist, visionary of the Artist House, and Sheba Forbes, who is a certified executive life coach, international keynote speaker, and founder and executive director of Map Forward. Ladies, have yourself a wonderful afternoon.
Thank you. You
thank
as well.
You so much. And yeah.
Thank you. A pleasure
thank
to
you.
You're welcome. Pleasure having you on
bye.
The show. Fantastic.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye guys.
Bye-bye. Ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Amazing, amazing.
Hi, my name is Roseanne Sanyan. I will be one of the speakers for Leadership Summit 2020, hosted by Victorious Living Foundation. This year's theme is positive disruption. Yes, I said it correctly, positive and disruptive. Join me as I tell you a story of how I made my circumstances one great adventure. Let's dream again. Sign up at www.victoriouslivingfoundation.com. Date for this life-changing event is October 10th. I will see you there. Like I said, let's dream again.
Sadly, you've lost a loved one. You're experiencing complicated grief and don't know what to do. You feel you're losing your mind, or you're experiencing a dark night of the soul due to some painful life challenges and can't seem to see the light at the end of the tunnel. Perhaps you're struggling in your marriage or relationship and feel like throwing in the towel. Maybe you're a student and struggling with your self-esteem and suffer from test anxiety. Or you're a business person hitting the glass ceiling and struggling in your business and need a breakthrough. Or maybe you simply need to retreat and hear yourself think so you may recharge and refocus. Whatever the challenges you face, Victorious Living has developed a solution for you. Call Victorious Living at 1-721-524-8731, 1-721-522-2084, or 1-888-VICTORY. That's 1-888-388-4286. Or visit us at victoriouslivingfoundation.com and transform your life today.
Call your mommy, your daddy, and all your friends and tell them New York's number one podcast app is blowing up the airwaves and they can't do nothing about it. Bashani Radio app. We global, baby.
Yeah, baby!
Download free for iPhone and Android in the App Store.